You know they bury people in space?
That's weird. Yeah, they buried...
Gene Roddenberry.
And Scotty, the guy who played Scotty, too.
Basically, everyone from Star Trek is up in space.
Except for the only one that needs to be. William Shatner should be dead, and he should be in space.
But he feeds off the souls of young children. That's how he stays alive.
That must be it. I mean, he's so devoid of talent, which is the spark of life. I can't believe he's still out there embarrassing himself. This is Podcast Dex, and I'm Trenchcoat Mafia. With me this week will be Courtney Coombs. This is part 3 of our review of Hellboy Volume 5, Conqueror Worm. This is very creepy how, like, all these, like, dudes who died when the castle blew up are, like, speaking to him, sort of.
No, it's a trap.
And he doesn't listen to them because this comic is basically a horror movie. And in horror movies, nobody ever listens to anyone when they're told, go back, don't go any further, blah, blah, blah.
Actually, I think he was like, he's got a job to do. So it's like, he's not going to just stand there and go, okay, whatever, I'm going to go home now.
Now, this isn't a superpower, right? Like, he can't normally hear the dead, I assume?
No, that's actually talking to him.
Okay, then that's definitely creepy.
I like his little head popping up through the thing.
Yeah, because it's like he's a little boy exploring, right? Yeah. Okay. And next page. Oh, he's being attacked by a...
Ron Perlman.
A giant cyborg monkey.
Ron Perlman!
Now, wait a minute. If they did this in the movie, somebody else would have to play the ape.
Oh, well, they could just use a green screen and put the two characters in the same place, but it's still played by the same guy.
Ron Perlman is very ape-like. If I didn't say this on the air before, I know I recommended this to you, but it might have been off the air. Everybody listening should see City of Lost Children. That is Ron Perlman's best movie by far that he's in.
I've seen.
Oh, you've seen it?
Obviously.
Oh, well, then I'm sure you agree, because goddamn was that good.
Meh, you know? No, it was...
Oh, come on, Talking Brain?
Wait, there is a Talking Brain in this, too.
Well, Head. Well, Talking Head, yeah. But he's got a robot body in this. Yeah, it turns out the Nazi...
I want a robot body.
You want... Oh, but see, not yet you don't, though.
Okay, so right now my body is perfectly good, but, you know, obviously being human, I'm not immortal, so I'll either become a vampire or put my brain in a robot body or a clone body.
What about a robot vampire? Like, you're a robot, but you're fueled by blood?
That is cool.
I was just thinking, wow, that really would be cool. You're, like, the ultimate threat then, because, like, what are you going to... None of the traditional anti-vampire stuff would work on you, because you're a robot, but at the same time, you get to, like, kill people by sucking their blood.
Yeah, because my brain would still need blood and oxygen
there
and stuff.
Hey, somebody, like, create that, so, like, when we all get, like, older, when we can become robot vampires. Hopefully there's some mad scientists listening.
So, anyway, Hellboy has been knocked unconscious, and I think he's bleeding. Or is it just red?
Either way. I forgot the whole premise of this. We here at the Bureau are actually working on the robot vampire thing, but we've got a ways to go. If you come to work here, of course, we will eventually put you in a robot vampire.
And I can wait. I mean, I got... a few years left on this body, obviously. Just a few.
Roger's like, he's knocked out.
We should establish that, there's the evil dude, Nazi guy. He's Laura's grandfather. Well, her name isn't actually Laura.
Yeah, it's like Inger or something. And
yeah, something.
Apparently this dude's been in other Hellboy comics because now all that's left of him is he's a head in a jar.
The gorilla is talking too. It is excellent.
So we have an evil Nazi Frankenstein cyborg monkey. Okay.
And fortunately, that's not the first time I've ever seen something like that.
There was actually a character called Cygore in some comic that was probably called Cygore. Yeah, he was a cyborg ape. Oh, you'll be appalled by this. Because DC did JL Ape. I don't know if you read any of that crossover.
Oh, God, yeah. And that was also in Justice League cartoons. It's just terrible.
I liked it in the cartoon. That was okay.
There are a lot of gorillas in the DC universe.
Yeah, that's from back in the 60s. Apparently covers featuring gorillas sold a lot, so DC cranked out a lot of gorilla characters and stories. And therefore, as a result, yeah, lots of apes in the DCU. Marvel is, and I'm not making this up, they are coming out with something called Marvel Apes.
And Wolverine is an ape.
Wolverine probably looks exactly the same, yeah.
Yeah, he'd be better off in that transition.
Now I forget what I was going to... Oh, I was just talking about this, the Nazi dude.
Oh, shit, I ruined the page.
No, I already skipped ahead page-wise, but I'm just trying to...
No, I said that I was flicking... Like, I was playing with the page, the chapter 2 thing, and yeah, I bent it. Oh, no.
Well, it's a trade paperback. It's only worth cover price anyway. It's not like you have the actual issue, which also probably isn't worth more than cover price.
So, I have the graphic novel.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, those things don't really, build in value. Even though I'm sure...
Really?
Yeah, collections... Unless they go out of print. And this is, of course, in print.
So, right now.
Right now, but with Hellboy's popularity, you know, don't hold your breath.
But yeah. I'll live forever, so...
As a robot vampire, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, we go to the next page, and it's just some pretty Mignola art. There's that hawk again, and some guy who's locked up in a dungeon somewhere.
And he will come into play in Chapter 2, which...
Yeah, sort of foreshadowing.
Yep. Good foreshadowing, by the way. In Chapter 2, we have... It is blood. We have a shot of Hellboy. They've thrown him in a...
I wonder what it tastes like.
Hellboy's blood?
Yeah.
You know, you're already showing robot vampire tendencies.
Yeah, I love vampires just a little too much.
So although you would marry Hellboy, you would want to suck his blood.
Yeah, like blood fetishist sex. Yeah!
I was just thinking... Okay, yeah, so she'd be like any other wife, because that's what they all do to their husbands, but okay. Hey, man, blood sports are not safe. If you are out there listening to Podcast X, we do not want you to contract anything.
Just do one partner.
You see, the problem is, like, you're doing one partner, but, like, you know, the guy probably isn't because he's a guy.
Yeah, baby, I haven't got no diseases.
Like, all these women, like, they're baffled and perplexed. Like, oh, how could I possibly have AIDS? It's like, gee, I don't know. If you weren't up to anything, do you think maybe your husband was?
Guys, they don't have to worry about the consequences at all. Like, having a parasite living inside you and shit like that.
Oh, well, please. I mean, vagina monsters are easily taken care of the moment you know they exist. That's... why there are coat hangers that are easily, like, made into the proper instrument. you know, it's funny.
You still have those?
Yeah.
The wire coat hangers.
Believe it or not, I'm pretty sure they do. I don't know why some people must prefer them. It's kind of like vinyl records. Why do they still have those?
Because they look cool on my wall.
Well, there you go. So, he's got cloven hooves. I never noticed that before, Hellboy.
Yeah, I was actually going to cosplay as Hellgirl, and I was going to put little toe thingies on my boots.
That sounds like it'd be a lot of work to make yourself into, like, a Hell... There is no Hellgirl, though, for real, is there?
No, it's just sort of like a theoretical gender reverse.
That would actually be pretty cool if there was a hell girl.
I like. Go on DeviantArt. There's plenty of them.
Why am I not surprised? I actually like the cyborg ape. He's just sitting here with the Nazi scientist dude with his robot body and head.
His little button.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, he's okay. Like, if I had a pet, which I would never want to have, I would want to have, like, a cyborg ape, because that's just pretty cool. And Hellboy's all, like, they've got him in some kind of metal restraints. They're bantering back and forth, him and the villain. Ooh, he, like, shocks Hellboy here.
Sure, that's because he's attention.
Like, ow. Okay, that looked painful.
He probably can take it a little bit better than the average human.
He shocks. I Hellboy's like Nazi pinhead and his organ grinder monkey, and he shocks him again. Villains are good. I like villains. And okay, flashback.
Oh wait, I love how he's all like, I do not think it is enough power to kill you, but it is enough to keep you in blind, agonizing pain. Oh, that's so evil.
And it will keep my cyborg ape entertained. Because I can't pronounce that word. What's he call him? Kriegrat?
Kriegath?
Kriegath.
Kriegath.
Okay. What the hell does that mean?
I actually looked that up as well. It doesn't mean anything.
Ah.
It's
apparently
just a name.
It means cyborg monkey. Okay. And...
Well, a lot of German words, you can kind of... assume what they mean, like Herr is here, or Kommt is come, you know, same thing.
I know, Scheiße is shit?
Yeah. That's it!
Okay, well, there's one curse. Oh, yeah, I'm surprised that you learning German would not want to know all the curse words, like, up front before everything else.
Well, I'm a bit more mature than you, Mr. Trenchcoat.
Yeah, apparently. Let me... Insults prospective employer. Okay. All right. oh, this dude's like all chained up for no apparent reason except the villain gives him to his granddaughter to gratuitously shoot.
Yeah. Oh, wait. You just skipped over the last page where...
Look, I'm skipping over a bunch because I see how long we've been recording and I see how many pages are left. But yeah, go ahead.
He's like, yeah, it's a flashback. And the guy's a head in a jar, and this guy's like, Rasputin is my master! Death for you! Ah! That's hilarious!
Yeah. Oh, and I should mention, I think Rasputin's like an ongoing villain in the Hellboy mythos, because he does make an appearance, does Rasputin, like, later on in this story.
And he wasn't exactly evil in real life. He was a bit weird. He was like Alan Moore.
I was gonna say, like, yeah, is that even true, that whole story about how they tried to kill him all those different ways and, like, he still lived and, like, it took a, like, enormous effort to finally actually kill him?
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, that's pretty cool then. All right.
Which is kind of possible if it was, I mean, if there was enough time between each incident.
Well, he was, what, poisoned and shot and they ultimately drowned him, I guess? I mean, that's all... Oh, go ahead.
There are some poisons that don't affect certain people. It's like being lactose intolerant or not. Sometimes it just passes through your system harmlessly.
Oh, well, okay. So what's funny is that if he was lactose intolerant, they could have just killed him with a glass of milk.
No, that just gives you gas.
Oh, well, all right then. I'm sure they wouldn't have wanted that because they were in the same room as him. Lobster Johnson!
Woo! I don't know why I said that.
Because he's cool.
Yeah, every time he enters a scene, I get so excited. See? Even more than when Hellboy's there.
And he's automatically cooler than Hellboy because not only is he a pulp-type hero, he's dead.
And immortal.
So there you go.
That's probably why I'm attracted to all those, well, they're not really men, they're aliens and monsters, because they're immortal.
Morals are, you know, morals is just, the whole idea is just other, like, people trying to control other people.
It's like, wait, what? I said immortal.
Oh, I thought you said morals.
No, what the fuck?
Oh, well, fuck it. It's like off the air when I thought you said fairy and you said furries.
Oh, you know, and then I was trying to spell it, and I was just laughing too hard. I was like, F-U-R.
How many furries did you get to post on your blog after you, like, solicited their opinions?
One, and I ended up with a wolf persona.
Yeah, I saw that. That was good. Yeah, but I missed, like, any furries. That's what I was asking. I'm like, wow, they really have nothing to say. Okay.
Have sex with their animals and their
pets. They're all too busy dressing up in their animal costumes and doing all those disgusting things.
Having sex with their pets.
Well, yeah. See why pets are bad. See what pets make people do.
Make you talk in another language, like, it's like, why am I doing that? I can't stop.
Pets lower humans' IQ. And so
also, baby.
I was about to say vagina monsters. Yeah, because, what the fuck?
You do that. The way you do it just doesn't sound natural.
Yeah, because I just have no compassion for anyone or anything. That's me trying
you're
to fake.
Bastard.
Good for me. Okay.
Yeah.
Roger is up and about, and he's like, who the fuck are you? And he's like, I'm Lobster Johnson. You know, bow before me, for I am cool.
Oh, he does have a thing in his hand that has, like, that heats up.
Oh, yeah, he'd have to. Yeah, see, now if Mythbusters had something like that, then it would have worked.
I used to like that show, but now, because I have a teacher who looks like the third Mythbuster, I can't watch it anymore.
I tried to watch it. I didn't like it very much. But then in Penn and Teller Bullshit is what it's called. It has a similar premise.
Yeah, watch it.
And I was going to say, now, that's a lot better, because it takes on just bigger issues than does the Phantom's ring really work. So, yeah.
It's less nerdy and more cynical.
Yeah, and I like cynicism. Everybody should be cynical. Okay, talking.
Beware my claw, for I've come to inflict justice. Justice? Cool. You call that justice?
I like this here. I think I'm like a page or two ahead or something. They're talking, and he's like, what the fuck are you, dude? And Roger is like, I was grown in a jar in an alchemist's laboratory and brought to life by a bolt of lightning. And it's cool, because Lobster Johnson is like, good enough.
I like his face there. Not Lobster Johnson. Rogers. I don't know why.
Because he actually drew some detail on it. Like, he looks all beaten and scarred up.
He looks more human.
Yeah, I guess. And at the same time, he looks less human, because you can see, like, the cracks in his face and stuff.
I just remembered my Hellboy action figure, which is meant to look like the one in the comics. It has this really interesting texture over his body, because it's, yeah, in the comics, it's always got these lines and dents in it.
Hmm. You know who collects all those things? Starhawk. I'm like, who can afford all those? Like, I see the price of these little statuettes and stuff, and I'm like, how much?
And yeah, I know, it's like $60 for a 3-inch little bust of something, and it's not even that good. I mean, at least with Sideshow Collectibles, it's 12-inch, they're handmade, you pay $60 to $90 on eBay.
I'm thinking, there's a couple that are okay. Like, the Black Canary one is like, it should just be called Cleavage. Like, that one's okay. But a lot of them, it's just like, okay, and what am I going to even do with this?
Well, I use them for reference when I'm drawing.
Oh, well, okay.
And they look cool.
I was going to say, now that actually, yeah, those are good reasons. And
oh, I just remembered when I was, because I just released the Iron Man toys, and they have all these different versions, and there's the silver and red or the gold and red, and it's the funniest image. I could just imagine someone walking by and overhearing me. I'm like, so, Mom, do you think I should get the gold and the red, which is classic Iron Man, but or should I get the silver and the red so it matches my room more?
Yeah. You know what armor I didn't like? I don't know if you ever saw it. It was like silver and red, but it was like clunky and it looked bad.
Yeah, I think that's an alternate universe one.
I like the one, okay, if I have to choose one Iron Man armor, I like the one with the devil horn face helmet.
That was the Thor Iron Man, like made specifically to be able to fight Thor. I don't know.
That's bullshit because there ain't no way Iron Man is beating Thor. But yeah,
there's the Hulkbuster one.
Oh, that's got to be bulky.
Yeah, it looks stupid. It looks like Juggernaut.
I wonder if any of these were actually in the comics or they just make them up to sell toys.
Oh, no, they were in the comics. I don't know if they make toys of them.
Okay then. If they were just making up toys that were never in the comics, I'd have to say, now that's wrong. What's not wrong?
Like the Batman ones.
Damn, I almost got back to the comic. I was going to say, what's not wrong is this scene here. Oh, they have like fake Batman toys.
Yeah, it's like electricity power or something like that. It's yellow and black. It's like, fuck off. I like superheroes who don't have to work so hard for their powers, like Iron Man or Venom. It's like, yeah, you get the powers from someone else helping you.
See, this is why Steel is not a good character and Superman is. Who the fuck wants to be Steel? You have to build your own armor. You have to work to keep the armor up. It's a whole thing. If you're Superman, all you have to do is be from Krypton.
Yeah. Actually, no, I'm thinking. Why do I like Batman if I like heroes that aren't self-made and just get their powers from something?
You shouldn't. In fact, nobody should. No. Oh, God.
I said he's so hot, especially with his Kevin Conroy voice. I hate Christian Bale's Batman voice. I'm Batman. He just can't do that.
I did not notice that quality of Christian Bale's voice in that movie. I'd have to watch it again. I was okay with Christian Bale. That movie wasn't bad until the end. It just dragged a little.
Swear to me.
Well, you could always... You could go with the Michael Keaton rasp. I'm Batman. Because I'm whispering when I'm Batman.
Well, Kevin Conroy definitely had the best... Yeah, he had the best ability to go from Bruce Wayne's voice to Batman's voice. And it did sound menacing as Batman.
I would not fuck with animated Batman. That's true. And back to Hellboy. Hey, actually.
Anyways, so.
Wasn't there a Hellboy Batman crossover?
Yeah, and I read it.
How was it? Oh, okay. I thought that was a little
odd. It was funny. It's funny because they're like, they're fighting some monster or something, or they're going into this castle, and Hellboy's like, no, Batman says to him, this is some weird stuff going on. He's like, you call this stuff weird, and what you do isn't?
See, now I'm going to have to read that. I've seen some weird Batman team-ups, like there's actually Batman Tarzan.
Batman Spider-Man? Eh.
That's for some reason that doesn't really work. And in Hellboy, this comic we're reviewing,
there's skeletons and there's rockets,
stuff, talking pictures. And I like this panel here where after Lobster Johnson has told Roger what happened in the castle in 1937 from his point of view because he was there. He says, there was only the one guy who survived, which is the head in the jar on top of the robot body. And
Hermann von I think his name is, Hermann von Klempt.
Von Klempt. Okay, I'll remember that. Try to. Roger's like, only survivor? Don't you mean only Nazi survivor? Because weren't you there? And Lobster's like, of course. of course, yeah, I'm not dead. So, yeah, Hellboy's still being tortured.
I like how most of the characters do have realistic names, not like Batman or Superman. It's Lobster Johnson and Roger.
Yeah, he's a fucking, like, Frankenstein dude, and he's Roger. Sure.
Zombie Man or Frankenstein the Second. I don't know.
Yeah, if he was a Marvel or DC character, he'd be like the Homunculoid. Sure. And
in capital letters and exclamation marks and in terror bangs.
Okay, I'm freaked out because, like, now snakes and rats are telling Lobster and Roger to go back, flee the castle. Just like
go
the
back,
court.
Go back. Oh, snakes. Yeah. They're so beautiful. Look at them with their little tongue hanging out, glowing eyes.
You're not even joking, are you?
Yeah, I am. I'm just copying Vix.
I thought you might be, but I wasn't. With you, I can never be sure. Because I could picture you keeping a snake in, like, a glass cage, so sure.
I want an albino snake so bad. My mom won't let me. She doesn't like reptiles for some reason, but I think the texture of the skin is beautiful.
Dry and scaly?
Not dry. It's smooth. It feels like silk.
I was about to ask, maybe that's why, like...
Have you ever touched a snake?
Yeah, I don't remember it feeling like silk, because, like, in school and shit, you go to, like, the zoo and what... Oh, yeah, we have, like, a big zoo here in Philly. And, yeah, you go in the reptile house, and they let you, like, touch the snakes and stuff, and it's a whole thing. And, like, yeah, most of the kids are shocked, because, like, they expect snakes to be, like, slimy, which they're not. But,
like amphibians.
Yeah, I did not think it felt like silk, but okay. I was wondering...
Well, maybe... Maybe that snake needed moisturizer or maybe, I don't know, Australian snakes have different texture skin.
Okay, now you're going to tell me Australian snakes are marsupials, right? I mean, you always do this. Or you're going to tell me they attack people by dropping from trees. Why is the snake not eating this mouse here? Or rat, whatever it is.
We don't know how far away they are from one another.
Oh, well, that's true. Okay. Oh, cool. They found, like...
That's because he ate his mother! Ha-ha!
Okay. They have... Roger and Lobster have found, like, corpses in
scary.
Glass tubes. That is definitely creepy, yeah.
Like steam Terminators.
Oh, you know what I was thinking of? And I know you don't like the Alien sequels. The Alien movie where Ripley finds all the fucked up Ripley clones in glass tubes.
What? They made clones? Who made clones of her?
In 4, I think. Because Ripley...
With Ron Perlman, yeah.
Because Ripley died in 3. Yeah, the Ripley in 4 was a clone. And there was a scene where they showed all the fucked up failed Ripley clones. That were like part alien because of the alien DNA within her.
How did she get alien DNA within her?
Because there was an alien in her when she was cloned.
Oh.
Yeah, because she had an alien in her and was going to die all through Alien 3.
Yeah, because the aliens, xenomorphs, absorb the DNA of their hosts, so I guess it could work in reverse.
You know, call this a hunch. You think the aliens are sexy, don't you?
No, Predator.
Amazing.
Well, xenomorphs are just animals.
Because I was about to say they're freaking bugs. They're giant bugs, alien bugs. I mean, ew. So, okay, it's good to know that you do draw a line somewhere.
I mean, they're beautiful in an animal sort of way. Not, yeah. I draw a line.
This is good. Lobster says bodies in jars, but no lightning. And Roger's like, no, these things are nothing like me. So,
Do you think would do his voice?
Roger?
Yeah.
Somebody with a very calm, monotone voice, because I don't picture Roger ever raising or lowering his voice. I can't think of an actor, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. I've got a whole list just in my head right now.
Oh, well, you know actors. To me, actors are models who talk, so, yeah.
I think Kevin Conroy could do it.
He's got character in his voice. Is he really monotone?
He can do it. I've seen him in other roles where he has to play, like, this character who doesn't feel emotion, and that's how I imagine his voice.
Oh, well, okay, then. Yeah, nothing really going on here. Then, oh, this is wild. Okay, the machines...
It's a good scene.
It is, because the machines here are fucking Roger up. And he's saying, the machines feel cheated. See what I mean? Like, a human would sound all, like, upset here. And you just know he's saying all this in, like, one tone of...
Hey, you're pretty good. just read it up.
They want to live. They're taking the lightning out of me. So, yeah. And that's actually pretty cool. Then the lobster is actually, like, challenging the corpses. This is a little confusing.
Come and taste the lobster's claw.
Hey, one of them does. Yeah. One of them's breaking out here like, all right, I'll take you on, you fuck. Okay. Meanwhile, Nazis, the two of them, he's telling...
In cool Nazi uniforms.
Yeah, he's just telling the broad, his granddaughter, about the Nazis...
Broad.
The dame. The Nazi space capsule that's coming back to Earth. Hmm?
On the chair, it says zinc. What does that mean? What does it mean?
It means the same thing that those little faces in Tank Girl meant. So, I'm telling you, all these cartoonists are writing little coded messages to each other or something.
You know, I'm terrible. I don't remember when I've said something before. Like, I was listening to podcasts and going, oh, yeah, I already said that before.
You know who says that? Starhawk is the worst at that. He claims not to remember a thing he has ever said. But, you know, I was listening to... I've recorded some shows for Thum, and I was listening to one back, and I'm like, oh...
You repeated something?
Sorry? Oh, no.
Did you repeat?
Oh, no. It was like, he cut the part out where I said such and such. Just like you noticed, like, parts where, like, I had cut things. Because, yeah, of course, we were there, so we know what we said when we recorded anything. Meanwhile, I don't think the listeners even cared.
And back at Justice League headquarters.
Put your dress back on. I will sing a song. About an honest man. He never had a job. He barely had a home. And the landlord came to call. Just pass. Disco beat or your audience will flee and you'll be all alone. It is.
want, but at least I don't hide what I am. And I'm gonna leave you now, so you can go.
Knee jerk, knee jerk, knee jerk.
Knee jerk, knee jerk, knee jerk, knee jerk.
This is a good scene with Lobster Johnson shooting.
I don't have a very strong sense of reality.
You know, reality's overrated, though.
Because I could be saying things in my head, but I can't remember if I actually said them out loud to anyone else.
Ooh, that's really bad. Did you see the first Austin Powers?
Oh, yeah.
When he's like, he had just come out of being frozen. Oh, I'd really like to shag this bird. I suddenly realize I have no idea if I'm actually thinking to myself or talking out loud. My God, I'm talking out loud. That was good.
That's like me sometimes. I talk in third person out loud when I'm just thinking to myself, and someone could walk in and be like, "What the hell are you doing?" Oh, right, shit.
Yeah, for some reason, people associate talking to yourself out loud with like mental illness.
No idea why.
It's because those people who do that never think to themselves. In their heads, it's always la 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 la, or worse. It's probably actually like all the time, like duh. Yeah.
Well, I think most teenagers are like duh, fuck, 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 duh. And for adults, when I was little, I used to think that adults were just these boring robots that didn't think the way I do, like, because I have this whole imaginary world inside my head.
Why do I have no problem believing this? And let me guess, you're the evil dictator empress of this imaginary world.
Oh, I take on many roles within my own universe, but yeah, I have a Doctor Doom-like status.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Cassio Richards! Wait, I won this time.
I like Doctor Doom.
He's cute.
Well, he's not cute. Oh, that's right. You said you didn't see Books of Doom. Books of Doom in issue 6, they show what he might actually look like under the mask.
That's the thing. Also, with my imagination, if someone's wearing a mask, I personify that mask as their face. It never crosses my mind that that's not really their face.
I have to ask, because, yes, getting back to what you didn't want to address on this show. Okay, you lust after Dr. Doom, and you know what? I think that most women would. He is the type that women generally go for. But my question to you is...
Because he takes control. Just do what I say, bitch!
Totally. That is exactly how he'd be. Would you want...
Backhand.
Would you want him to keep the mask on?
When we're...
Yeah.
Doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Aw. See, now I feel sorry for Dr. Doom.
No, just because I'm weird that way. Not because there's anything... Did you hear my dog barking just
now? Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Because there was an issue of a Mighty Avengers where, like, they make it pretty clear he's been fucking the evil Morgan Le Fay, and
yeah, he has like a time travel booty call.
that was actually good. I don't know if you read the most recent issue with Nick Fury. That was like almost as good, but yeah, it's like I wonder if he keeps the mask on. And would Morgan's insane? Would she care? She's crazy.
It's like, well, originally in the comics, it said that Doom just got a small injury on his face, and he, you know, in his mind, it was disfigurement, and he didn't want anyone to see it.
Okay, to bore listeners who only like Hellboy and don't care about the Fantastic Four, I've got the story behind that.
Fuck you.
Hey, fuck me or fuck the people who don't like Hellboy?
People who don't like Hellboy.
Oh, well, all right, that's it. Okay, well, that's okay. Yeah, people would ask Stan and Jack, what does Dr. Doom look like? Stan would be like, oh, well, I think I have this right, that Stan's the one who'd be like, oh, well, Doom just has a little cut on his chin, but he's so prideful that he thinks he's all fucked up now because he doesn't look perfect. So, yeah, and Jack Kirby would be like, oh, he looks like your worst nightmare. So what John Byrne did was... He said that as far as he's concerned, they're both right, and that originally, yeah, he just had like a little cut, but he had a scene in his recap of Doctor Doom's origin where when he goes to the monks who forge his armor and mask, they put the mask on him at Doom's own insistence because he already thinks he's horribly scarred.
They can't get any worse.
Right. They put the mask on him while the mask is still hot. So now he really is horribly scarred.
Like Freddy Krueger.
I like Freddy Krueger.
You know, if he did put the mask on while it was still hot, his skin would melt the mask and they wouldn't be able to get it off.
Huh. That's actually...
quite possible to go blind.
That would be cooler.
Melting his eyes shut.
Yeah, but he would just create an invention where he could be able to see. But, ooh, yeah, I like that. Go ahead. I was about to tangent off a tangent, which is probably a bad idea. So let me go back to the comic. Although I do...
Hey, that guy, that Nazi guy there kind of looks like someone from Star Wars, one of the Imperial workers. I don't know.
Okay. Well, what about him?
I don't know, he just looks like...
that was it. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This looks like someone from Star Wars, damn it!
Well, we're not looking at the same page is the problem. I was watching Lobster go to town shooting all these animated corpses.
Bam, bam! Oh. Why is he saying...
Sorry?
Why is he saying, oh, it looks like Lobster's freaking out there?
Because Lobster's actually saying...
Oh, one's describing his crotch, that's why.
I was going to say Lobster's shooting the corpses, and he's saying, ah! Like a Rambo scream.
Getting very into it, yeah.
Yeah, he's...
I love the way Mike Mignola does the backgrounds. It's kind of a bit Jack Kirby-esque.
Yes, because he has Kirby dots. I don't know what else to call them. So I know exactly what you're talking about. And you're right. That's what it does look Kirby-esque. And meanwhile, Roger, I did not notice, has BPRD on the back of his vest. So, yes, Courtney, we have many cool uniforms and accoutrements if you hook up with us.
Cool.
By the way, BPRD can't be a secret thing in this comics universe, or they wouldn't have the vest with BPRD on it. But okay, Roger is recovering somehow. I think he's sucking the electricity back out of the machines or something. Whatever. I don't care. I just care about the Lobster Johnson panel here where he is, like, standing triumphant over all the corpses he has either
eyes
shot.
Going.
Or... great panel. That should be a fucking poster. I like that.
Yeah.
And the generator's dead now. So, that's what Roger did. He took the generator out. Okay. So, he's saying now we look for Hellboy. Meanwhile, Hellboy's
looking
being...
very cool though.
There's lots of... I love the art in this. There are just so many great standalone panels. Like, yeah, the...
Every panel is a work of art. Like, Genndy Tartakovsky's Samurai Jack. Every frame. Work of art, man.
You know, I tried to watch that, but I couldn't get into it.
It's very artsy.
Is he the same guy who did Powerpuff Girls, or am I thinking of someone else?
No, Genndy Tartakovsky, along with Craig McCracken, worked on Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, because Powerpuff Girls was fucking awesome.
Yeah, I mean, people would... like, if I told people I watch Powerpuff Girls, they're like, what the hell? And I'm like, dude, they're just as legitimate a superhero as anyone else.
In fact, there's more violence in your average Powerpuff Girls cartoon than you'll see in a typical comic book. And they could get away with it because all the violence was just so goddamn...
so animated.
I was going to say, it was all so cute.
Oh, did you see the episode where Buttercup was pretending to be Spawn?
No, wait. Shit. Wait, is she the surly one?
She's the one with the dark hair, green dress.
Yeah, the hot one. Okay, so anyway.
She was my favorite, I have to admit.
I was going to say, she was all... they were all, like, taking on different... because one of them... that's right, the bimbo one, I'll call her, the blonde one. She was like...
Bubbles.
Yeah, she was like some kind of a bunny rabbit person, and like the leader...
like
was
an anime character.
The leader was like Wonder Woman or something, I think. And that was a good one, because, right, they did it in, like, the Todd McFarlane style and everything.
I can't go out until it's dark.
That was really... I like the one where the bimbo thinks that she's Mojo Jojo.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Yeah.
And Teacher's talking like this because that's the way that Mojo Jojo talks, and it was so cute in her little voice.
I do not talk like that. Never do I talk like that. I do. Yeah, that was. I saw the Powerpuff Girls movie in the theater. I think I'm the only person. And like some.
You must have thought you were like a pedo or something.
I don't care. Besides, I am a pedo. Anyway. Like mother had taken her hot young child to see the movie, and the little girl was all like, eventually, like maybe halfway through the movie, I want to go home. Which, by the way, just proves Powerpuff Girls really is for adults. I don't think kids can appreciate it as much as like say teenagers and adults can.
It's like it's something for adults covered up in what looks like a children's cartoon.
Yeah, like Invader Zim.
Yeah, that was the episode where he harvested organs. It just makes me sick.
Fuck, I didn't see that one. My favorite one is when they assign him a team of people to work under him, and he gets them all killed.
Yeah. It's just, Joanna Vasquez, I've read Johnny the Homicidal Maniac, which I just thought was so goth
great stuff, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was stupid. Oh, there were some good punchlines, but overall it's just kind of... Yeah,
I enjoyed it. I mean, it's my unique sense of humor. There's
and I had some philosophical themes covered up in goth trash.
He did die in the next to last issue.
He did die in the end, and he says, Drennan says he's going to bring him back someday. But
cool.
Yeah, that's been 5 years longer.
There's actually a band out there that named themselves after, like, Johnny's last thoughts to himself, which were, Dear Diary, I Appear to Be Dead. we have the ape again, fighting Hellboy now. Hellboy cries out as he's punching the ape, just like Lobster did. Except Hellboy's
boom.
Yeah, he's applying his own sound effects with that boom. I like that.
That's funny. When guys, if they're whether it be playing video games or they're actually fighting, they get so into it.
That's wrong?
I don't know. When I'm playing video games, which I rarely do, I'm like, sorry, want to kill someone and I can't help myself. I think it's real.
Well, yeah. They need to make more first-person shooters. Then maybe I'd be more into games. Because if I'm going to play a game, I want to be able to kill people.
I want a game where you can, you work at a hospital where all the people who are killed in other games come to be treated.
It would be cool if they had a game where you just get to indiscriminately kill innocent people like that. Like in hospitals, then you go across the street, and you kill everybody in an orphanage.
Set on fire. I think that's called Grand Theft Auto.
I hear Postal is like that, too. I can't believe anyway, they made a movie. No, go ahead. Sorry?
Getting back to the comic.
Oh, yeah. Hellboy beats up the ape, and we
and have... he's like, so much for you. I like that. And I can imagine Ron Perlman saying it.
Man, there's a lot of ghosts in this comic, because we have the ghost of the dude that the Nazi bitch shot, and he's giving Hellboy some exposition and backstory and blah, blah, blah.
Love this scene, too.
It's sad. It's all very sad, because, like, Hellboy's like, you know, geez, I'm no doctor, but... And the guy's like, yeah, look, I'm dead, shut up, listen.
That's a realistic reaction.
Yeah, because he still
has...
Pal. The bloody bullet holes in him, so sure, yeah. And the most important thing he says here is, yeah, there's a space monster coming back in that capsule because they sent, like, this corpse up for the space monster to possess and turn into, like, something horrible. So here...
That's very H.P. Lovecraft.
Extremely. Except I can't imagine Lovecraft, like, using Nazi space program stuff, but yeah. But
then again... You bury people in space?
I'm sorry?
You know they bury people in space?
That's weird. Yeah, they buried...
Gene Roddenberry.
And Scotty, the guy who played Scotty, too.
Basically, everyone from Star Trek is up in space.
Except for the only one that needs to be. William Shatner should be dead, and he should be in space.
But he feeds off the souls of young children. That's how he stays alive.
That must be it. I mean, he's so devoid of talent, which is the spark of life. I can't believe he's still out there embarrassing himself.
Hey, you know what? I was just wondering, if you hate space, vagina monsters, why do you like little girls?
Well, they're not vagina monsters anymore.
Okay.
Although I would submit that if you've had a vagina monster that has grown up to be a little girl, that she still is young enough for you to justify killing the little girl when, say, she gets too old, say around 9 or 10, because you could just call it a postnatal abortion.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about that in another episode.
You are the only person who remembers those old episodes.
I've got good memory.
Obviously, yeah.
I have no latent inhibition. Latent inhibition, which means when I want to remember something, I remember, like, okay, say, for example, what did I eat for breakfast this morning? Well, I'll remember what I ate this morning and what I ate every other breakfast for the past 10 years.
Yes, but you eat cereal with human blood instead of milk every morning, so of course you're able to remember. I would think, like, shredded wheat would go well with human blood.
So, some things can be a bit overwhelming for me. Like, if there's a movie with a lot happening and I'm trying to absorb everything, like Transformers, there's so much happening visually, I had to watch it twice.
Well, yeah, do I need to see that, really?
I thought it was cool. And Peter Cullen's voice is sexy.
Oh, God. So what do you think of, like, David Lynch movies, which tend to be, like, really slow, but they're so strange and out there that they're captivating?
Who?
David Lynch. Blue Velvet.
No.
Eraserhead. Elephant Man.
Oh, Elephant Man. I've seen that.
Yeah, it was good. Well, I like depressing movies, so needless to say, yeah, I really like that one.
Well, when I was reading Johnny Homicidal Maniac, it was, like, bringing up so many things that I wanted to think about, and I was like, but I kept reading, so my brain was like doing several things at one time. It was too much for me.
Wow. So what, you had to have a lobotomy after you read that just to get rid of all the excess stuff that was in your brain then?
No, I had to stop every few seconds while I was reading on the computer.
Oh, good. So you are downloading comics now?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. Everybody should.
You've inspired me to do it. I'm like, screw this. There's so many comics I want to read, but I probably won't be able to find anywhere.
Man, I don't know why there's any controversy about that. I mean, either you're willing to spend $3 for a comic, or you're not. And if you're not, you're going to download it. So
it makes no difference to me. I mean, Mommy and Daddy will buy all my stuff anyway.
Oh, well, aren't you spoiled?
Yeah. Anyway, getting back to the comic, it's cute little baby Hellboy. Oh, it's your cute little Hellboy.
Oh yeah, I've gone way past that, but I mean, I gotta scroll back up. But there's the Crown of Apocalypse or whatever.
It's not actually the cutest Hellboy. There's like when he gets older and he's like a toddler and he eats pancakes for the first time. That was great.
And they, because I was reading about his backstory on Wikipedia, and at some point they declare him to be an honorary human.
Yeah, I was reading that too, and like his origins, he's about his mother and everything. That's messed up.
That's right. She was only virtually pregnant.
She was like a witch or something, and they're saying that he may not have been born on this night that we're looking at here, but he was alive in hell sometime before that.
You know, I do have a problem respecting Hellboy because he's turned his back on his satanic heritage and, like, he's chosen to work with these lowly humans.
Yeah, and?
I'm just saying. The ghost gives him some kind of a weapon to use against the space monster, so that's good.
Space monster.
Monsters. Actually, monsters in space doesn't sound funny that way. Like,
hey,
horrors in space.
Hellboy's right-handed doom must grow when he... Because, yeah, as a baby, it's not the same size as it is when he's an adult. So he must have needed a lot of calcium when he was growing up.
Yeah, for the horns, too.
Oh, yeah.
That he files off, which is why he looks freaky. Would he look more or less freaky with horns, actually?
I've seen him with horns, and they're huge. They're kind of... I don't think they'd be comfortable.
Ah, there wouldn't be a lot of room in these little panels to fit them in. Okay, got it. Hey, the ghost was actually space alien.
Lily's grew out of his blood. Lily's grew out of his blood.
Oh, this is what happens when we can't tell what page each of us is on. But yeah, wasn't that like they came back to that at some point? Like that meant something? Because yeah, that's how the aliens, like, that's how I knew that you couldn't be as evil as you were supposed to be and all that. Because, you know.
And I knew I'd made the right choice.
So yeah, because the alien was going to kill him and shit since he's supposed to be the bringer of the apocalypse. I like the dead alien here when he turns back into the alien corpse. It's like, okay, no.
Oh, you're going. You're way ahead.
I am. Do you realize we're, let me see, we're almost 3 hours in to this one review. What? I know!
I told you we should do one chapter!
What? I put that out there in this podcast and you ignored me. Yeah, we're not even like half. You know what we could do is we could go to the end of this chapter and we could just like sum up what happens in the rest of the book.
Maybe we could just make an 8-parter and I can outdo Star Hulk in his tangentness.
Is that something you really want to outdo? Or we could just pick up the pace. This is why I'm taking this pages at a time.
Oh, also that picture with the Space Cthulhu, I like that. Those are cool.
Yeah, like you said, like that whole plot element is very Lovecraftian, and yeah, the space monster was all tentacles and shit, so yeah. And Roger's caught up with Hellboy.
Look, Roger, it's an alien.
Roger's like, yeah. Anyway.
It's funny, it's just so random.
Because he's like, Hellboy, I'm a homunculus. Dude, please. He doesn't actually say that, but yeah, Lobster...
What happened to the alien? I have to know.
Nothing, he's dead. What?
No, but like, where did he come from? Why is there an alien there? Were Nazis experimenting on extraterrestrial beings? Were they the first ones in space? Oh, God!
Yeah. They were probably, like, torturing him all these years. Or would have been, because, you know what? He probably, like, died in the explosion, actually. No way he didn't, because he said he was tracking Hellboy, though.
You know, shot 3 times.
He wasn't dead then? Okay. I thought she shot a dead alien over, like, because just like Lobster Johnson was dead already. Eh. You know, Mignola does gloss over a lot, like, to get to the points in the story he wants to get to. And more good art, Nazis, yada yada. Oh, the space capsule has come back.
Chapter 3!
Do you realize we are only halfway through the story?
This is why it is a test to see if I'm capable of being a BVRD member, because, if I make it through this alive, I will get the job.
Yes, which is all stuff I should have said. But you know what? I wanted to see if you could figure that out on your own.
And basically, I have to get past your distracting tangents.
Although, I don't know, you made some comments that painted you out to be, shall we say, power-hungry and dangerous, so I'm having my doubts about you, frankly.
Let's have a look at this this picture behind chapter 3 barrier. I like that there with the gas mask and the skulls. Oh, and that's a poster.
There really are. Again, a lot of images in here that would make for good posters. And
Dark Horse Fortune.
Yeah, what happened to Dark Horse? They used to put out like a lot of like interesting comics, and now it's all like TV and movie stuff.
It's Star Wars, Hellboy, and Buffy now.
Pretty much, yeah. And I like that Roger's like, "Hey, how does this weapon the alien gave you work?" He's like, "I don't know. I just assumed it'll work when I needed it to." Roger's like, "Okay." And oh, that's right. Inger has all these, like, Nazi dudes working for her, so now I guess they're working for the grandfather, too. Space capsule lands, and out comes a bunch of gas.
That's the breath of the conqueror worm or something.
Oh, that's good.
This is where it gets...
Yeah, I was going to say, you actually read this. Oh, that's good. I'm glad one of us did. And so the worm is breathing its like poison gas breath, fortunately, but not really, but we'll see about that. Enger has a gas mask on. And of course, the scientist's head is actually in an invisible jar, so he's unfazed. And this is great where she's freaking.
She doesn't say mein Gott, she says my God. That proves that she's not actually German.
Yeah, you know what? There's a lot of phrases in German I know pretty much from like old war comics, like mein Gott. Like the invaders. Oh yeah, yeah. Jawohl, jawohl, or however you say that, or sehr gut. They didn't say Scheiße though. They didn't teach me any curses. She's freaking out here. What have I done? What have I done? What have I? And then she's like, "Hellboy."
Yeah, I'm just guessing this is not panning out the way she imagined it.
No, because all of her men are like choking and gagging on the worm gas breath. And the scientist is pissed because Hellboy injured his pet monkey. So.
Ape! That's like an ongoing thing through all these comics with, what's his name, Herman. He's just, monkey, ape, monkey, ape!
Oh, I didn't know it was a running joke. Because, yeah, later there's a panel with that. Yeah. Oh, that's funnier now. Okay, I like this here. Lobster has shown up. And, oh, wow.
All the humans have turned into these toad-like creatures that are apparently the next step of human evolution, which I highly doubt they'd de-evolve into amphibians.
Thank you. Because when I was skimming this again before we did the show, and I was thinking, why would we evolve into these things? That makes no sense. So, yeah.
Oh, global. No, climate change will make the polar ice caps melt, and we will not have a lot of land to live on, and therefore we have to adapt to be amphibious.
Huh. That makes as much sense as in ElfQuest, the tall alien elves, some of them, like, evolved into shorter, like, really short elves that could ride wolves, because there wasn't a lot of, like, food and stuff around, and to conserve those resources, like, they evolved that way.
That is actually possible because certain animal, like, I don't know what era they called it, the
Pleistocene?
Yeah, I think that might be it. But where there were giant marsupials roaming the earth, you know, giant wombats and saber-toothed tigers, and, well, there are even dinosaurs, but then we had less resources, and so they became smaller and smaller animals.
Wait, so there were actually kangaroos?
Probably. Actually, no, yeah, there are. I remember seeing a drawing of them.
Okay. I'm scared now. Like even a baby kangaroo would probably be, like, 50 feet tall.
That's a horrific thought, but it's actually a lot of evolution in animals has been as a result of human influence, because there's so many of us that they had to adapt to being pushed away further and further.
Well, fuck them. We as humans are like overlords of the planet, and if animals have to evolve,
and we'll destroy ourselves.
Nah, we would never do that. You would destroy the human race first before we could destroy ourselves, I think.
And that's it for part 3 of this review. Tune in next week for the thrilling conclusion.
Recording. Oh, come on. What this is Courtney was just telling me a joke that is allegedly so disgusting and sick and wrong, she didn't even want to say it. However, because she's an egomaniac, I know that she will be willing to record this for mass consumption. And by the way,
no.
By the way, Courtney's mom, do not listen to this episode. Go ahead, Courtney.
No!
No, you will tell the joke.
Oh, also another thing that scared the crap out of me, well, that didn't scare me, but it offended me, was where, you know, Batman knocks out Green Lantern in one punch. Yeah?
That would never happen.
Not the good Green Lanterns. What's his name? Guy Gardner?
Oh, well, okay. That's a little bit different, but still.
And, yeah, so basically it was this webcomic, and Guy and Batman were talking about how Batman got some bitch knocked out. And he's like, you should have just one-punched her. And I'm like, not good.
Because in Justice League, the comic, it was Batman that was able to take out Guy Gardner with one punch.
Yes.
So what's this joke? Come on. You know you want to.
No.
Come on. If you don't do this, you're gonna like regret it. Like the moment we're not on the phone anymore, you're gonna be like,
no.
Damn, I should have told that joke. Come on.
No.
If you say no, but I can tell by your tone of voice, it's killing you not to tell the joke.
No, it's not ever coming out of my mouth. I would sure to kill my mother.
Your mother's not going to listen to this because I told her not to.
No, I'm saying I'd sooner kill my own mother. That's...
Wow.
What I mean.
Wow.
That's serious.
Well, just hypothetically, if I wasn't recording, what would the joke be?
It's about a prawn and a grandma. Google it.
Oh, well, that's... Come on, that doesn't sound offensive at all. You can tell that.
Oh, but it's not exactly a prawn.
Oh, tell me more.
Google, motherfucker.
Okay, I tried.
See, I'm not submissive.
Apparently.